Kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 19 kuMfumfu 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngakathesa amachukela ayadula amakungu oil kawakho ekhemesi lama BP lema sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zenu ngerandi mangelamntwana ole randi ngeyetho njayimi ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela.
Ngokakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-elekthane bona kodwa njengabomama kungaelekthwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani ovela kusivo society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lomama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama.
Abekhomishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba yeZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edale lephalamende lilokhu lisehla osokudala ukuthi bangene ngohlelo lwe-proportional representation kuphela. Ukuhlelo woza Friday, umsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisa-Slanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela limithi. Bakhala njalo langokuthi intengo isikhuphuke okwesabekayo okufana lokuthi sebegwetshelwe ukufa ngababusayo ngoba imikhuhlane abalayo ifuna imithi nsuku zonke kodwa ayisathengeki. Ubathabile Masuku sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba nzima elizweni, kwabagulayo khona kuphambili bengatholi ukwelatshwa okupheleleyo ngenxa yokuvala kwamavinkili athengisa imithi kanye lokuthi abala mali yakwamanye amazwe. Amafamasi amaningi asethengisa ngedola lemelika kuphela njalo engela mithi eyiyo edingwa ngabantu kakhulu. Uhlupho olukhulu lubikwa kuyikuswelakala kwemali yokuyathenga phandle kwelizwe njalo akuqali ngabo ngoba labo bevele bethenga ngemali yaphandle. Umnumzana Bolton Mhlanga obeme phandle kwenye ifamasi wehluleka ukuthola umuthi uthi bayalile ukumthengisela ngenxa yokuthi ubephethe i-bond note. Umhlanga uthi maningi amafamasi abevalile kuthiwa basahlolisisa ukuthi balempahla ezinganani i-closed for stock taking.
Ngeke ngazama lapho ukuthi ngithenga umuthi wevinyo kwenye ifamasi. Ngathi ngifika lapha manje nadinto ama-bond note. Then bathi bafuna ama-US dollar. Mina ama-US dollar la adengelayo. Ngizenza ukuthi ngiphume phandle lami ngizame ukuhlanganisa le US dollar langkhona. Kuyabe kunzima ngoba yeyodwa ifamasi adivuliwe. Amanye adevaliwe kuthiwa closed due to stock taking.
Ugogo Dlamini uthi sebethwele nzima ngoba bengela mali yakamanye amazwe ikakhulu labo abangela abantwana abaphandle kwelizwe.
Tinogogo vilasakwazi sesiyalahlwa sila bantwana asizalanga kathesi amachukela ayadula amakungu oil kawakho ekhemesi lama BP lema sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zenu ngerandi mangelamntwana ole randi ngeyetho njayimi ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi labaningi bamafamasi bathi abangeke bakhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngoba besesabela ukuthi bengazithezela olulenkume. Umnumzana Johannes Kloet olefamasi kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sedola leMelika saqala kudala lapho bekhuluma ngokulinganisa idola lebond note.
Inkinga ekhona lapha ukuthi i-situation le US dollar has been going on for a very long time. Befaka indaba yebond isiba yona i-1:1.
Isimo somnotho elizweni siqhubeka singamanga kuhle njalo abasebuzimeni obukhulu ngabantu makhaza ngoba laba ababusayo besithi benga bengagula baye kwamanye amazwe bechiya uZulu engela mithi. Uhulumende usanda kunika isigaba semithi imali ephose ibe izigidi eziyisikhombisa kuzigidi ezingamachumi amabili lane ezifunekayo. Ingcosana le ayifiki indawo njalo isibangele ukuthi uhlupho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Laba abathengisayo bazigezile besithi ngabe labo bathenga ngemali yakuleli bebezathengisa ngeyakuleli kodwa akunjalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Abe komishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalele parliament lelokhu lisehla okwethusayo osokudala ukuba bangene ngohlelo lwezikhundla ababekelwa zona ole proportional representation kuphela. Lokhu kubikwa kuveza ukuba akulabandla elihlonipha ukukhuphulwa kwaleli nani ngokuvotelwa kwabesifazana. Okuninga lolu daba sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva komhlangano weZimbabwe Gender Commission wesibili kobulawayo obuhlaziya udaba lwempumela yokhetho, amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ezweni avumelene ukuba ukhetho olwedluleyo belunzima kwabesifazana. Ukomishina Victor Nkiwane uthi uhlelo lweproportional representation kuzamele luqhubekele phambili ngoba ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyancindezela omama abangena kwezombusazwe. Ethi akulabandla elilandela isisekelo sombuso ngena ani labesifazana abangena edale loba iziqondiso zenhlanganiso eSADC ethi kumele babe yisilinganiso sokwedlula okungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i50%.
Proportional representation iyafuneka ngoba i-one party first before sokuthi owinileyo sehle engena abanye bahle basale bonke. Sibone ngani undermine democracy.
Kokhelwe MDCT uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi sekumele kudingwe indlela zokubona ukuba kuzihlalo zedalele parliamente zonke ingxenye kumele ibe ngeyabesifazana.
I-proportional representation siyayifuna ukuthi kuqhubekele phambili kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi omama labo babe sebe-representwa okulingani labo baba ekumasitsilana angu-210. So kwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama. Kunga-electwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani noma ngubani ovela kusivo society ama independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lo mama be apply bese bevotelwa ngabo mama ukuze ukuthi mama bevotelwe mama bazihamba be represent izinto zabo ngona ngathi kanti just because mama babe hamba ngama political parties kulokuthi ayi whipping system omama babe yangale be whipper nxa kule issue yabo mama ufuna ukuyireza uma iparty yakho ingayifuni issue yangkhona awusenelisi ukuthi uyireza. So kanti just kuza kuba ngcono ngokuthi omama babe kwazi ukuthi mina ngithunywe ngabo mama ukuthi ngiye parliament so ngizafika ngenza izinto zabo mama.
Ngaledale lephalamende kobulawayo unkosikazi Priscilla Mushonga uthi iPR ayikafezi injongo yayo.
Sithe sizacela ukuthi siza support abantu ababefuna ukuthi ngaba yayiyangezelela isikhathi ngoba asikalungisi lokho esayifakela khona. Manxa siyextenda kumele ibithinji ukuthi izasebenza njani. For example ngeke yaphongubamba ama political parties kuphela ngoba kuthi ukuthi omama bangeke kuma political parties abazoze bakwanisa ukuthi bangene ku proportional representation.
Unkosikazi Agnina Samson Mhlanga ilunga ledale lephalamende eChiredzi uthi bafuna iPR iqhubekele phambili.
Umthetho we proportional representation na maso mama sifuna ukuthi uyengezwe. Siyabona ukuthi osongi so mama siyavumelana uma phathi wonke ngenxa yokuthi usingene kuma constituents into yasikhipha ngekuthi obaba vele basendisa imali thina vele asila mali even nxa singangene kuma constituents vele asivumeleki. Mina ngimeleli iChiredzi district abantu banivotelayo ngomama.
osakhulayo uFelicitas Ncube ongenela umhlangano uthi abasakhulayo abangamantombazana kumele bangachiwa phandle kundaba zombusazwe.
Into ekhona ukuthi thina njengabasakhulayo abangamantombazana singafisa ukuthi sithole uncedo lokuthi sitshintshe imindset yethu kumbe sithole uncedo lokuthi sibe ngama leaders amahle, kodwa konke khona lokho esikufisayo kuqala yithi engqondweni zethu ukuthi thina sifisa ukuba yini, sifisa ukuba ngobani ezimpilweni zethu.
Udaba lwabesifazana labasakhulayo kwezombusazwe ezweni zimqoka baqhubeka belwela amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso ukuba amabandla lo umende bawahloniphe loba nje ngemva kokhetho inani labesifazana abangene edale lephalamende liphansi kuhlanganisa labaphiwe ukukhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende kuthi kubukhokheli belizwe kulomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili abesilisa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umfumfu yinyanga lapho kunanzwa umsebenzi wokufundisana ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane yebele, eye Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ngakho ke, umsakazo wakho weStudio 7 umanyana labanye kulomsebenzi ngokwethula inhlelo zemfundiso eziphathelane lemvukuzane yebele. Kusukisela mhla ka 22 Mfumfu kusiyafika umhla ka 26. Sixoxa labantu abasinda kumvukuzane yebele belandisa ngokunqoba kwabo. Abalahlekelwa izihlobo labo belandisa ubuhlungu abadibana labo. Imfundiso evela kubodokotela kanye lokunye. Lingakhuthwa yilezi nhlelo zemfundiso kuStudio 7 ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lango-6:30 ekuseni kusikisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu. Umagagasi awe 909 AM 4930-6040-15460 laku-1885 kHz kushortwave.
Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha akhankasela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights namhla ikhweze udaba lokuphikisa umthelo wesilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini osanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube emthethwandaba weHigh Court. Igqwetha lalinhlanganiso uMnumzana Tendai Bhithi nguye ohambe emthethwandaba emela olwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ongoyinhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo. UMnumzana Bhithi uthi umthelo kaNcube lo kawukho emthethweni ngakho uthi kumele wesulwe. Umthelo lo uphatha abasebenzisa amakhadi abo ebhanga ukuthenga kumbe kubhadala kanye labathumezelana imali ama-electronic transactions ngesiNgisi. Akukaziwa ukuthi udaba lolu luzahlafunwa nini ngomthethwandaba.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Kuhlwa iLife Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okuphuma ekuhlaleni kwedale lekhomishini ecubungula imbangela yodlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho okwadutshulwa abantu abayisikhombisa bafange butho. Thumelani text message unombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, ingcwethi ezibona ngokutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo zomhlaba zixwayisa ukuba uhlelo olukhuthazwa ngabebhanga lamazwe omhlaba ile World Bank lokwakhiwa kwamadamu amakhulu kwele Lagos nxa lungahlelwanga kuhle lulakho ukudala ingxaki enkulu kulelo lizwe. UMongameli Jovenel Moise wale Haiti ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwakhe ekulwiseni uduko lwenkohlakalo elizweni lakhe. Utsho lokhu ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantu besithi bafuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi imali yaya ngaphi eyokusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo. uMoise ubesenkundleni yokukhulumisana eTwitter esithi uhulumende wakhe usacobongula labo ababikwa abachaphaza leyo mali bangafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa kanzima. Inhlanganiso yeConsumer Council of Zimbabwe ithi imali edingwa yimuli eyodwa ukuthi iziphilise ngenyanga ePoverty Datum Line isikhwele ngamadola angamachumi amathathu kusukela kunyanga kaNcwabakazi kusiya kwedluleyo kaMpandula yafika kumadola angamakhulu ayisishiyagalolunye lanye i-$591. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso uMnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi sokunzima ukuhlela kuhle imali le njengoba intengo yempahla iqhubeka ikhuphuka kumbe isehliswa nsuku zonke elizweni.
Sithi nxa umuntu ene-591 sikhuluma nge-minimum yokuthi at least leyi umuntu will make ends meet. Nxa kukhulunywa nge-poverty datum line isikhathi esiningi iya-excluda lawa ama-luxury ngikhonokho okuninginingi. But yabethi ukuthi umuntu aphile nje ethola ama-very basic necessities ukudla sikhangelela indawo yokuhlala kuma-identity suburb sikhangelela ukuthi layo every month bayasave mbijana yama-intethi ukuthi kufuna umuntu ufuna ukuya esibhedlela sikhangelela layo ukuthi uyasave mbijana ekubhadalela abantwana for i-basic education.
Lizayilungisa nini njalo ukuthi ilingane lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokho kukhona?
Thina siyareviewa every month, lama monthly reviews. But while it's ama-surveys, we get ama-surveys every week, because yenza ama-surveys. Then at the end of the month, we average ama-weekly surveys lawana. Like what I said, with the first cut, we told out to be delayed. In the next video, I paid for food. Which is the following week, we told out to be delayed. We have also given an example last week. Like I told out situation, I was inside to take a ride for almost $7. But that is not a time, I said, the average of $4. Last week, we told out to be saying, some are cooking oil in 2 liters. Ngama $9 kathesi ama-shop nxa ekhona yathola ukuthi bathengisa nge-$3.99 figure yethu ngama-service e-1 week siyabe sikhangela ukuthi what the average monthly spend yama-pricing. So sikhangela ukuthi end of October siyabe sesikompayila enye figure iyakwanisa ukuthi iqanse ukudlula lapha yakwazi ukuthi ibe khonapho or iyeke depending ngokuthi i-marketing ikhonda njani kuma-demand lama-supply.
Lo Mnumzana Comfort Muchekeza isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBekithemba Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bawulinde ngabomvu umdlalo wangensonto abazawudlala leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni yeBarber Fields koBulawayo. Intatheli yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu uthi amalungiselelo eqembu lakhe ahambe kuhle kakhulu njalo abadlali bakhe bonke batshengise ukuba namadlakuzane kakhulu ngesikhathi bezilolonga. Uthi khona ukuba iqembu leHighlanders ngelinye lamaqembu amakhulu elizweni yikho kwenza bonke abadlali babe lo mdlandla odlala ngensonto.
Molangana abafana bonke bafokasile bayimelele bayilindile nale game leHighlanders njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi iHighlanders itim enkulu kakhulu lapha ebholeni leFieldsmapu. So akula muntu ongafuniyo ukudlala and ukudlala against iHighlanders kusho ukuthi uyakubukelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu and performer against iHighlanders akwazi ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane ile miklomelo elitshumi lathoba munemunye. Kusele imidlalo emihlanu ukuba imidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba seCastlaga Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni. Njalo iqembu leBulawayo City kumele linqobe kuyo yonke ukuze liyale lilokhu lilethemba lokwala lidlala kusigaba se-PSL. UNdlovu uthi yena ikhefu elibekhona kudedelwa imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lilakho ukuba liphazamise abafana bakhe bona abanqobe iqembu elilwisa ukuphakamisa isicoco eseligi elengeze Platinum Stars emdlalweni wabo olandelwa yilo wangempela viki elandelayo.
I-birthday ingabe isiphambanise kakhulu ngoba thina ngokufuna kwethu ngokufisa kwethu besifisa ukuthi aluba sithe siqeda ukudlala le lengezi Platinum igame ye-Highlanders yalandela ngeviki eyakade ilandela naleyana, but akusabanga njalo, sihlezi 2 or 3 weeks siku-break. So thina ngokwethu kusifisele emuva because bese singene kufomo yokuthi yokuzaba nzima ukuthi kube le team akade sasimisa.
Kumidlalo eminye eliselelayo kusizini yalonyaka, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leleZPC Kariba, eleYada, eleKFC United kanye leleMthare City. Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba sekhasilaka Premier Soccer League ekhona kulimpela viki, iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadlala leleKFC United enyamunga, iqembu lengezi Platinum Stars lizanqikilana leleChapungu eBaobab, iqembu leNicroot lizadibana leleFC Platinum ngaseAscott, iqembu leChickenini lizadlala leleBulawayo Chiefs ngaseLuveve. Yonke le imidlalo yakusasa ngomgqibelo ukuthi ngensonto iqembu leMthare City Rovers lizadlala leleYada ngaseVengere, iqembu leDynamos lizatshana leleBlack Rhinos ngaseRufaro, iqembu leTriangle lizemukela eleHerentals ngaseKibo, kuthi eleShapane Mine lizadlala leleHarare City ngaseMaclass. Kolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu, uhlelo lokuba amaqembu basele kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup azadlala njani kwisigaba sesemifinal luqhutshwe namhla esikolweni iHarare. Njalo iqembu leHarare City lizadibana leleKFC United, kuthi eleDynamos lizadlala leleTriangle. Inkundla okuzadlalelwa khona limidlalo ngkhona zizatshelwa uZulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers, abadabuka kuntuthu ziyathunxa koBulawayo, njalo bacula umdumo weSoulful Hip Hop.
Maviki wonke ngalesi sikhathi silekelela izingoma zabaculi baseZimbabwe, abanye basaxathula abanye vele liyabazi. Nampo abanye ke abatsha beqoqoda enkundleni.
New school girl, I got a crush on you. Know that I'm not your type, I'm just an old school boy. Take my, please let me be your man. Promise I'll love you, girl, in an old school way.
Salibonani lonke. Igama lami ngu CK wakoBulawayo eZimbabwe, osebenza leqembu okuthiwa yi Codebreakers, CPS Codebreakers.
Leli qembu limunjwe ngamajaha asakhulayo bese esikolweni. Abantwana ngimamangarubana ke bebancane kangaka, baqale njani ezokucula?
Thina nje ama Codebreakers siqale ubuntu zokuhlabela early 2016, like yikho lapha esihlangane khona sonke sabathathu ama Codebreakers sibathathu. Saqala into zethu zokuhlabela khongale officially to record. Irekoda e studio of Just Pace Records. Just Pace Records lay ikhona apha ngithi koBulawayo.
So let's be patient in our ancient love and make it happen.
In an old school way. Lushalo lako ke mlelo thandekayo uhlelo Hoza Friday lama Code Breakers ke abahlabeleli abasaxathulayo abahlabelela abatsha bona ke basebenza njani labanye ke lapha ke kwezomculo
sisazama ukusebenza labantu abaningi abahlukeneyo abanye babesincedisa khona kuyangisa how do we establish ourselves and futhi manage ukuthi sisebenze le artist eZimbabwe elikhulu ele-hip hop okuthiwa ngustana elihlala eHarare.
Kulezi nsuku abahlabeleli abaningi imiculo yabo-ke kayizwakali ukuthi icula ngani. Laba-ke ababa-Code Breakers bathi-ke owabo-ke umculo ngokuthi balelizwi abafuna ukulitshela laba abalalelayo.
Thina Code Breakers lesifiso sokuthi sitshele abantu i-music yethu, like sicommunicate labo nge-music yethu, ngoba thina ingoma esizenzayo ziklini zile message. So sizama ukuthi sifikelele, sizama ukuthola abantu, sizama ukufika ukuthi i-music ekhona ikwanise ukunja ukuthi ithole ithinte iy'nhliziyo zabantu.
Kunzaka ingoma esimnandi kanje ku Studio 7. Lezi ngoma phela abantu babethanda ukuthi babezazi ukubana bangazithola kanjani ukuze baxhasanelani balisupport.
Thina i-music yethu ikakhulu siyifaka kubo itholakala ku YouTube le SoundCloud. Fokus khona njenge-CBS Nation 2. Twitter khona njalo @CodeBreakers GA3. Ku Instagram Code Breakers Nation. That my daddy didn't even notice. How did it feel when you knew you were ahead of me?
I gave you love, I gave you trust because you paid me. Out of everybody. Besi lama Code Breakers. Kuloluhlelo. What's up? Oh, the Friday. Isikhathi sangona bakwethu sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ngithi kini libe lempela sonto elithukela igabana kungeza Jesus Banda. Bye bye. If they wouldn't cross the paddle for you, take your bullet for the people, for the battle for you. Too many people love your folly, but they don't value you. That's why they never know you, never see your delicacy. I'm sick and tired of people always trying, pulling me down. Try to grab my fate and always try to wait for my crown. But whoever tries to bring me down is already beneath. So I always give them truth. I see the haters gnashing tears. To be frank with you, man, I've been counting love since birth. I've been feeling like the most unlucky kid on this earth. Now I tell the world to watch my story paint up on this walls. Watch me go through all this game and live in my club full of
gold. Yebo ke lapho lizwa iqembu labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Bona ke badabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa kobulawayo, bacula ke umdumo okuthiwa yi soulful hip hop. Silethemba liwukholisile liwuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Hayi ke isikhathi asisavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.